With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Hi there. It is Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Normally, for those of you watching on the Book of Face, YouTube, and the Twitter, as you guys just popped in there, normally on this day you will see three panels, three handsome faces. Today, just two, or really just one. The lovely and talented William Kerlick is here, the dean of Ohio State recruiting. Unfortunately, Mark Porter, just as Ohio high school football is getting rolling, the individual who will spend the most time on the road at high school football games is severely under the weather, did not sleep last night. He is ill, so you've got just a two-man show, just me and the dean. Kind of reminds me of high school, a lot of one-on-one meetings with the dean, not this one. Bill, how are you?
Doing well this morning. And Mark and I were talking yesterday about he was going to go to a Cincinnati area game for the first half tonight and then come over for the second half of the Huber Heights Wayne and Josh Padilla at Fairfield game and meet me over there. But he may not make it. It doesn't sound like, but I will be at the entire Huber Heights Wayne game covering Josh Padilla's first high school game of a senior season. Great to have high school football back in the Buckeye State starting today.
Yeah, this is, I don't know what the first day of school is officially or the first day of the new season, but when you're in Ohio, it's actually kind of surprising we even have school today or tomorrow, given the amount of interest just in the area. Ohio takes a lot of shots from those people in the other 49 states, but let me tell you something. High school football in Ohio is a special, special thing. If you want to move somewhere where your community is going to be invested in a Friday football game, or if you're a bank robber looking to knock places off on Friday night, Ohio's your spot. Everyone will be at the game. In fact, when I went to put the questions together for today, most of them were already posted by our fantastic viewers slash listeners here. So what we're going to do is going to go through some very important recruiting information that's popping up, and we're going to let you guys ask the questions because you've gotten very good at it. Translation, less work for the host. So the first question, and this has been the kind of a, I would say a bubbling story. Those of you that saw Andrew Ivins on here a few weeks ago from Florida, the fantastic South Florida 24/7 guy. He talked a little bit about Keon Keeley, who was a Tampa kid committed to Notre Dame. And if you watch that show, you know, in Florida, you don't want the first or second commitment. You want the third. So Keon Keeley has decommitted from Notre Dame. He's on the market. He is a fantastic defensive end. It's pretty rare a guy this highly rated comes available this late in the process. Ohio State is apparently in the mix, but not leading. Bill, bring us up to speed.
The whole Keon Keeley recruitment has been really pretty fascinating. You know, he was committed to Notre Dame long ago. In fact, I think it's been over a year. I think 14 months he's been committed to Notre Dame. And, you know, that school is a pro Notre Dame school. He also has friends at Notre Dame, and you know, these are part of the reasons that he committed so early. One of his best friends is a freshman walk-on on the Notre Dame team right now. The brother of that player is going to go to Notre Dame as a highly recruited scholarship catcher in baseball. So there's connections there. Really, his whole recruitment was kind of walled off, that he wasn't saying much to anybody, and just really it was very difficult to pin things down because he was kind of walled off from everybody. But you could still see the decommitment coming. He did visit Ohio State in March. That visit went well. He did visit Alabama last month, and that visit went very well. And everybody kind of knew it was just a matter of when he was going to decide to announce his decommitment. And that did indeed happen last night. I think as many others do, Alabama is the school to beat. But I do think he will make an official visit to Ohio State, likely for the Notre Dame game. They have targeted him for a long time to come up to that game for an official visit. I think it's going to happen. But again, the whole recruitment has been somewhat walled off, and he hasn't confirmed that. But I do think it's going to happen. I definitely think he's going to get back to Alabama for an official visit. I'm hearing October. That would give Alabama the second or the last official visit, so to speak. But Florida also, he visited there as well, and I wouldn't be shocked if he made an official visit there. So right now, if you really needed to have a prediction at this point, I would go with Alabama. But one thing I think we've all learned, Dan, is you don't count Ohio State out if they get someone on campus for an official visit, which I expect to happen. So we'll see. Alabama, I would say, is the leader at this point.
All right, Bill. I remember a few years ago when Ohio State went to play Oklahoma. I want to say Jeffrey Okuda was on the sideline visiting Ohio State. There was some malfeasance, whatever. There was someone visiting Ohio State who was kind of had Oklahoma ties. So what we're talking about here is Keon Keeley, a one-time Notre Dame commit, coming to Ohio State's opening game against Notre Dame and standing on the Ohio State sideline using those great seats up front. Have you ever seen that before?
You know, I was asked that, I believe, maybe it was in my chat, but I was asked that somewhere. And, you know, gosh, of 35 years, I'm sure that has happened. I just can't recall it right offhand. Kind of a strange situation. But it's all academic now. He's no longer committed to Notre Dame. So,
fair enough. But I got to think, if you're a Notre Dame coach who spent part of the last 14 months recruiting him and you see him across the sideline during the game, that will leave a sour taste in your mouth. As you can tell, the focus of Ohio State's recruitment down the stretch of the class of 2023 here is defensive line, tackle, and defensive end. Another guy we've talked about a lot, Mark Porter, though he's not here today, posted yesterday his scouting report on Desmond Umeozulu, a defensive end prospect from the Washington, D.C. area, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, to be exact, C.H. Flowers High School, one of your newer high schools out in the suburbs. He is down to several schools, and I've said this before, it's not the usual quartet that Ohio State is involved with. You've got Ohio State, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Pitt, all fine programs, but not normally programs that recruit at the level Ohio State does. He's going to announce a commitment soon. And Grant Nicol, Mandy, how close are you to rolling a crystal ball for Umeozulu to South Carolina, William?
Well, he is going to announce soon being August 29th is his announcement day. He says that he has not made his final decision yet. I do think it's going to be South Carolina or Ohio State, and I would say South Carolina is where I would put my pick right now. But one thing we have to realize is that Ohio State has got quite an impressive board of defensive end possibilities still to end up in this class. Mateo, of course, he's a top-tier guy that they very badly want. Keon Keeley is another one. Damon Wilson is yet another one. Those guys are at the very top of the board. The reason I haven't put necessarily a crystal ball in for South Carolina yet is because, you know, maybe Ohio State decides to really push and go all in the next week or so. Maybe that changes things. And if they do, I think it could. But, you know, I think Ohio State right now, you know, they are pushing to get Mateo or Damon Wilson or Keon Keeley. Those guys are absolutely elite edge guys, defensive end guys that would be spectacular additions to the Ohio State class.
Maybe a little bit more on Damon Wilson, EDR 4225. Damon Wilson's interesting, Bill. You've been mentioning him for a long, long time, and I haven't heard as much about him elsewhere, which leads me to believe he's definitely considering them. Kind of an interesting recruitment. Is there any way to put some detail on that so we kind of maybe know what's coming?
Well, I think what's coming is going to be an official visit. He has told me for a long time that he's going to make an official visit to Ohio State. It's just a matter of when. I would not be surprised if it happens to be the Notre Dame game, but he has not confirmed that yet. And I know we've talked about Andrew Ivins as well, who, you know, does a super job in Florida. Nobody does a better job in Florida. He has not confirmed that to Andrew Ivins yet either. It's just that he has absolutely told me he is going to make an official visit to Ohio State. And I would not be surprised if we happen to see him on the sideline for that Notre Dame game. He's absolutely legitimately interested in Ohio State. You know, back before much of anybody was talking about him strongly in relationship to Ohio State, and that's been quite a long way back, he was telling me that he would make an official visit to Ohio State, and he was legitimately interested. So he's absolutely a guy that we need to have. If you're a Buckeye fan, you need to have on your radar screen.
Definitely a high-level defensive end prospect. We're going to put him on the list and get Mark to do a scouting breakdown of him soon because he's a guy we need to know a little bit more about. All right, we're going to take a quick break for those who are listening to the podcast, sell a few ads here, and come back. All right, we are back. Bill, like we said, tonight is the official kickoff of high school football in the state of Ohio. And we are going to start a rebellion in some form of this part of the state here when you answer this question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Which part of the state, Bill, has the best high school football?
I think that goes year to year. It used to be back a long way back, it would either be Cincinnati and the Catholic League, tremendous football down there, or Northeast Ohio, where you've got Cleveland, you've got Akron, you got Youngstown. You know, I think now with the population shift and all, some of those, you know, those cities aren't, they just don't have the population. They aren't producing the number of guys that they did when I first started this, say 20, 30, 35 years ago. So I think it just depends on the year, but I think the Central Ohio has improved. You know, that's not somewhere where the population is necessarily dwindling a great deal. Pickerington Central, of course, great teams there. And some of the other OCC teams,
the Hilliards of the world.
Hilliard, yep, the Dublins, you know, of the world.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's a good area some years. You know, if you were going to ask me for this season, I would say Southwest Ohio this season would be the place.
Of course. Just kidding. I'm there right now. Yeah, I'm in Dayton. I'll tell you what, Springfield is loaded. We did some, my son plays AAU basketball, and we practiced there. Springfield is loaded. Player for player, they might be the most talented team in the state, and it's in every level. They have kids coming 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. There's no issues at Springfield. And you're right, the private schools in Cincinnati, I think from a national perspective, have had a little bit of a stranglehold. And then you got your Ignatius and your Eds and the teams up there. But one thing's for sure, Ohio is a different than some other states in that they let the privates and the publics get after it together. So you really do get a sense in Ohio who the best team is at the end of the year. Back in the East Coast, they do not do that. The privates and the publics don't mix. So you get a little bit of a difference. But there'll be plenty of games to go to tonight. That's for sure. Go ahead, Bill.
And last Thursday, I was Springfield scrimmaged at Westerville Central. Last Thursday, I was at that scrimmage. And you're right, Dan, Springfield is loaded. They lost in the state championship game last year to Lakewood St. Edwards, 23-13. And I would not be at all surprised if they were back in that game again this year. They're a little bit young on the line. Offense and defensive lines are a little young. Skill position-wise,
ridiculous.
Tremendous.
Yeah, and, ridiculous.
They may be young on the lines, but they are huge. I mean, yeah. Lakewood St. Edwards has a huge offensive line with Ben Robeck and the Armstrong twins. But Springfield's got some big dudes up front. They're young, but they're big and they're talented.
My guy Chris Wallace coaches quarterbacks at Springfield. I would go to Springfield High School's weight room is as big as Oakwood High School. I'm telling you, that place is impressive. Springfield is a factory, man. They have great coaching down there with Mo Douglas now. And if you want to look at a team that to really bank on, and you know, I call football is two kinds. You got football, high school football teams, and high school football programs. Springfield is a program. You know what I'm saying? Like they got guys in the pipeline. Don't keep an eye on Chris Wallace's son. I think he's repeating the 8th grade and is going to be a quarterback in the future that everyone's going to want to pay attention to. All right, Bill, what would a show be without Sue Szabo and Dijon Johnson? We've managed to combine them here for greatness. Any tidbits on Dijon? I haven't seen a commitment from him.
Well, I still think Florida is the most likely destination for him. There is nothing imminent, hot going on right now in relation to Ohio State. You know, maybe that gets all revisited later on, but right now there's not a lot going on. I don't expect him to make a commitment to anyone soon. I know he wants to take visits, and we'll see what happens. But if I absolutely had to predict right now, I would go with Florida.
All right. Let's keep it Ohio flavored. There's been a lot of discussion about Bronny James and whether he might go to college. I want to get this on record right here. I believe Bronny James will go to Oregon and will be the first college player ever with a signature shoe. Ready for that? That's happening. I'm telling you. No, I've heard anyone say that. I know this isn't a basketball show. I simply want to get that prediction on record so you guys can give me credit. But when LeBron shows up for the Notre Dame game, is he allowed to interact with our players or recruits?
Not a basketball show, Dan. I'm an old basketball coach.
I know. And I'm a hooper.
I mean old, but I was a longtime high school and AAU circuit coach. So we can turn this show a little basketball anytime you want to turn it that way. But as far as, you know, LeBron is expected to be at that game. In fact, I had that news, I think it was at the beginning of this week, one recruit told me that he wants to get up to the Ohio State Notre Dame game so he can see and meet LeBron. So I do think he's going to be there. That's kind of the expectation. And certainly, you know, there's going to be just the specter of him being there is great for Ohio State recruiting. And yeah, you know, they're, if he's there and he says hi and things to recruits, that's, you know, that's going to happen.
it matters. Don't think it doesn't matter. I know that as we sit here as crotchety old adults and say, oh, that doesn't matter. LeBron James matters, people. We had there was one recruit recently who talked about wanting to visit for the game LeBron James is going to. So, yeah, I mean, anything works. All right, we're going to finish with this.
That's from by the way, I think that was Cedric Hawkins, I believe, that told me that, if I remember right. As a Florida kid, I think it was Hawkins. Might have been him that mentioned that.
It might even be a little bit cooler for Florida kids to see LeBron, given the fact that, you know, when you're from Ohio, you may have even seen him around and such, but that would be cool. We're going to finish with this as I tease the rest of the day. David Smith asks, how is Kyle McCord looking? Practice is closed today, but we do get the quarterbacks for interviews today. You'll be able to see our guys ask Kyle McCord just that question. I can tell you this. I have talked to some people. Kyle McCord has absolutely got a stranglehold on the backup quarterback position. He's shown great leadership with the second unit. And I had someone tell me, God forbid CJ goes down, but we'd be in great hands. Kyle McCord is an alpha, and his teammates are behind him. He's kind of the quiet confidence guy. And like, you know, the beauty of the Ryan Day era is we are going to be good at quarterback no matter what happens forever. lest we forget, we won the national championship with a third-string quarterback. If you look at Ohio State's third-string quarterback, he's more talented than the first string at probably 95% of the schools going. So,
and go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
Add to the quarterback. Not only is McCord really good, I hear a lot of great things about Devin Brown too. Yep. He is very good too. As you said, Dan, they're loaded at quarterback. I would have no qualm saying that both of those guys have a very legitimate chance of being great quarterbacks at Ohio State eventually, both of them. And then you got Dylan Raiola, who I talked to earlier this week. He's going to be at that Ohio State-Notre Dame game as well. And, you know, it's amazing how strong they are at quarterback.
And we've started to take that for granted. It's almost impossible not to, given that just the – it's almost usual now. Keep in mind, the Big Ten did not have a first-round quarterback for about 20 years till the late, great Dwayne Haskins came in there. And we're going to have a run here of first-round quarterbacks that's legendary for any school anywhere. So if you want to know the reason to sleep a little bit better at night, it's because you're always going to have an elite signal caller under center.
And by the way, I don't want to leave out Brock Glenn either. You know, coming in with the 2023 class, he is a legitimate Ohio State caliber quarterback. He's good too.
This is gluttony. I'm telling you, we're finishing off the show with this, with like tidbits. There are programs that would literally sacrifice one of their children to have a quarterback room like Ohio State. And just the cherry on the sundae, and you mentioned it, Dylan Raiola is on his way to being the all-time number one Ohio State recruit in terms of when he recruited, how good he was, the face he is for the program, his ability to recruit via whatever he does. So things are great at the quarterback position, and we could not be happier about that. Once again, our staffers, practice is closed today, but around noon we'll have interviews with – they're letting us talk to the quarterbacks today. So that should be very interesting. First time we've had really – in-depth chatter with those guys this season. So we're all over that. Bill hits the road tonight for Ohio high school football. He will be in Fairfield in the Cincinnati area to see the Gem City Power, Huber Heights, Wayne, go down there and see what they can do with Josh Padilla. We appreciate everybody stopping by. Have a good one, Buckgunners.
Ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.